So preparing for today's sermon, there's been a lot on all of our minds. We've been on social media and the news, and so we're getting information that changes by the minute. So I was remembering going to church that Sunday after September 11th. How many went to remember going to church after September 11th? I remember going. I don't remember what the sermon was. I don't remember what the scripture was. But I do remember that the pastor spoke to it, which is what I wanted. And he acknowledged the world that's out there. And I was in seminary at the time, and I was very grateful because all of us needed that to be talked to make some meaning out of all of this. And some of my friends in my seminary class were frustrated because they went back to their churches and their pastor talked about the Jebusites or something like that, and they felt out of touch. And I think it's important in these timely moments to be the people we are as our lives are being lived right now. And the world is touching us. It's moving rapidly right now. And information is changing. And we're all part of it. And how we can be beloved children of God to be our better selves through this. And it's important to be our better selves in these times. And that's what these passages are talking about. The passage that Michelle read so beautifully from Exodus and Romans are from suffering to hope. And also our woman at the well. All three of these tell a narrative of suffering to hope. And we can be our better selves as we move from suffering to hope. And we can be assured. And there are times right now we are seeing shells being, picked clean, and people are buying all the bleach and hand wipes and things like that. And we have to keep in mind what our better selves can look like. And that I know we need to care for our families and ourselves, but we also have to think about other people, that maybe an elderly couple who couldn't get to the store in time, or maybe a disabled person who couldn't get there at all. So we have to think about how we are caring for ourselves, but other people too, that we are all in this together, and we will all get through it together. And that's what Paul's passage in the book of Romans is addressing. The Apostle Paul, when he says, suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. And this is a beautiful passage, because the book of Romans is written toward the latter part of Paul's life. And Paul has endured much, much suffering, much humiliation, jail, and the list goes on and on and on. So when Paul is writing of suffering, he knows suffering. And yet, there is a resiliency for Paul in this letter. How many of you know, or maybe you are those people who have watched people suffer greatly, and then there's a resiliency in, have you met people like that, that have suffered greatly? And yet, even in this profound suffering or anguish or loss, there is something resilient in them. And that resiliency that you see in them, there is something, that's where the Spirit of God that you see alive is in that kind of resiliency. That's the resiliency that you see in the Apostle Paul, that he can write of this. Because it's natural for people to want to behave like they're behaving in the book of Exodus, which is going to be tempting because people are going to be behaving like that right now. And this is where we have to be our better selves. In the book of Exodus, Moses has liberated them from Pharaoh. And now they're out in the wilderness and they're getting frustrated. And now they're getting angry. And now they're starting to turn on Moses. And now they're remembering slavery, the good old days of slavery. They're saying, well, at least when we were slaves, the good old days of slavery. And there weren't any good old days of slavery. They never existed. But now in their frustration, their anger, in their lostness, and they're feeling hopeless. They're now remembering a memory that was never true to begin with. And they're remembering these good old days of slavery. And now it's like, I have an idea. We should stone Moses to death. Okay? So these are common things that happen in the world. And sometimes it might be the leader who might be frustrated with the community or whatever the scenario. But this is where we have to be our better selves in this moment. There are no good old days back there. We are not going to be returning to those. We have suffered greatly like the Apostle Paul, but yet we're going to find a resiliency. And then Jesus with the woman at the well. Samaritan is such a lowly, dirty work. It's hostile. It is beneath him. So when he's going to the well of Jacob, the ancestor of Israel, to that well, to this town in Samaria, it's very loaded culturally or politically. These are people who should not be together. And so Jesus is crossing that border. And now he's engaged with a Samaritan and a woman. And in this place, he is bringing the gospel message. And this is something that we can think about, especially in our world right now today and what is happening with the virus and information is swirling and changing. And these can be models for us because we can turn back to the frustrations as in the book of Exodus, and we can get ourselves in turmoil. And when we get in turmoil, we create memories that never existed. When we're in turmoil, then we start thinking about ourselves. And when we think about ourselves, then we get scared and we believe in scarcity and we're afraid that we won't have enough abundance. And now we're thinking about only me and no one else. Or we can think about Jesus crossing a border and a boundary to speak to someone who culturally he should not be talking to. So Jesus, as we believe as Christians, is half human and half God. It's one of these things that to try and hold something theologically, we say, these are both true, and I don't really quite know how it all holds, but we're going to hold these two. And I think in this moment, we're seeing some humanity in Jesus. That it's not just divine intervention, but there's something deeply and tenderly human here. And it's in this deeply tender human interaction that he's having that we can also find that deep, tender interaction when we have to care for a neighbor, when we have to go to the Safeway down the street and go shopping, and how we might think of others too. When we know that the best way to care for our community is we have to care for ourselves first. We really do, but we can't just let that be the only thing. There are other people too, especially seniors, people with disabilities. They are people who are undocumented and afraid to get to places. We have many people. So the undocumented people would be the Samaritans of today. So change the name. The story is the same. So how are we going to be our better selves, our true selves? Because ultimately, that is what God is calling each of us to be. That's how we are delivered into a new life with Christ. So back to Paul's letter. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. For God's Spirit has been poured out to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. I learned that passage going through a very difficult time in my life. And my dad was not a chapter and verse quoter by any stretch of the imagination. And some of his insight on scripture would come through the many ministers that he knew as a funeral director. And so he had this piece that he kind of knew that he liked, and he just gave it to me. He said, I think you might like this passage. And so it stayed with me, and I memorized it. So when my father died, and we were preparing his funeral last year, and I was looking through his Bible, I found this passage. I wondered if it would be underlined. I was curious, and it was. So there was this passage, and I decided we should have that one for his service. So we had several scriptures. I'll tell you what they were afterward, but this was one of them. It spoke deeply to me because it's coming through the turmoil. It's coming through the suffering. It's coming through the losses. It's coming through the challenges of our life. And we've all been in varying degrees of challenges or changing or shaping. And that's ultimately why we are part of a Christian community, because it's about being transformed. None of us want to stay stuck back in just the suffering, in just the turmoil, or pretending we want to go back to Egypt and be slaves again. We are looking for true transformation, something holy and pure and good of a life that is one in Christ. And that life is going to look very much like the life that Christ did when he walked to the woman in the well. There's a human expression. There's a human tenderness. There's a human courage that's there in crossing that boundary, that border, whatever that may be for each and every one of us. My friends, as we walk our Lenten journey, and as we care for each other and ourselves over the minutes and hours and days and weeks and months ahead, that we care for each other, we care for ourselves, and that's how our community will thrive. May it be so for each of you, and also very much for me. Amen.